What's up, delinquents? It's a new week. Yeah, welcome to Monday, April 15th, 2024. Delinquents, they did it. They did it. They were like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's attack Israel. Iran attacked Israel. Can you believe that? Can you believe that shit? Can you believe that they've been attacking Israel since October? Oh, that wasn't Iran. It was Iran. And now, Israel retaliates by, you know, killing somebody in Syria or something like that. I gotta get the backstory on this exactly. But I don't give a fuck, really. They're allowed to retaliate, okay? I don't care what Tim Kaine says. Senator Kaine, who was gonna be Hillary's freaking vice president. Where he's like, oh yeah, let him play defense. They should have defensive weapons, but they should not have offensive weapons. And then this weekend, he said that last week, and now this weekend, Iran's like, yeah, I'd send it. 300 plus drones, 300 to 400 drones, strikes for sent to Israel. Intercepted, by the way, by Jordan, Israel, and America. We had jets flying in the fucking sky defending Israel's airspace also. Yeah. In fucking sane. Biden's not an idiot. Okay? He's not an idiot. He couldn't just let this fucking happen. There is no way. So he defended him. Good on that. I like that. I understand that. So I don't know, maybe Israel pulled out of Rafah and Gaza because they knew this threat was imminent. We knew this threat was imminent. When we killed Soleimani, Iran didn't do dick to us. You know why? Because we're us. And they said, oh, this is it. We're done. Don't let this escalate any further. Israel should be like, yeah, okay, fuck yourself. But if it doesn't escalate any further, it doesn't escalate any further, fine. I don't know what's going on with the death count. I don't know if there is a death count for this. All I'm saying is, Iran has been attacking Israel for months through the Houthis, through Hezbollah, October 7th through Hamas. Biden's opening up $10 billion of Iran's money to give back to them so they could fund the terrorists that attack our allies. It's insane to me. You can't be playing, but you can't play both sides. Okay? We can't be looking at Iran and be like, "All right, here you go. All right, here's some money. Now use that money to attack us. Burn our flag and the Israeli flag and say death to America and death to Israel. And we're just going to keep giving you fucking billions of dollars." You guys want to talk about corporations paying their fair share of taxes so the government has more money? How about we stop the government spending on stupid shit? Why are we giving billions of dollars to Iran, a country that absolutely hates us? Why are we making Iran nuclear deals with a country that hates us? Iran fucking hates us. You know this, right? And to all you ignorant fucks out there that are saying, you know, pro-Palestine, stop the genocide. There was a pro-Palestinian, like, meeting. And it was stop the genocide. All the same old rhetoric and bullshit and platitudes. Israel's bad. Stop the genocide. The Biden administration's evil for funding this and blah, blah, blah. Who gives? Okay, shut up. They got live information. There's like 200 some people there. This is in Chicago. They're going to probably march on the DNC convention, which is in Chicago, or something like that. And they get the information about Iran attacking Israel. And they video it. Right? They go live with it, or it's being recorded, and they're fucking clapping. Iran is retaliating against Israel with drone strikes. 97% of which were knocked down. Okay? And these people are clapping and cheering because Iran is attacking one of our allies. That's weird. That's weird. So, if Iran attacks Israel, that's fine. But isn't Israel Palestine? You don't have a problem with that? You think these drones just find Jews? Is that what you're doing? You think these drones just find Zionists? Or do you think they spray and pray like fucking Hamas and just throw random fucking rockets over the border? You people are a joke. You people are an absolute joke. Iran is sending drone strikes. Hezbollah is sending strikes. Hamas is sending strikes. The Houthis are sending strikes. You think they know the difference between a Palestinian and an Israeli? Or you think they're just blindly shooting into the fucking Judea and Samaria? You dumb fucks. Like, seriously. It makes no sense. So you got these ignorant ass clowns cheering that Iran is attacking Israel. Get out. Get out of here. Get the fuck out of the United States. Oh, you have no idea. I'm going to jail, people. I am going to go to jail. God has blessed me with the fact that I have not crossed paths with any of these things. Have I gone looking for it? No. Because if I go looking for it, that just shows, you know, intent to cause fucking drama. So I'm not going to intentionally go look for these parades or these marches or these speeches. But if it comes across my way by coincidence, by accident, I'm going to get jumped by, I don't know, dozens to hundreds, maybe thousands, depending, of pro-Palestinian ignorant fuckheads. And I'm taking some with me. You bet your fucking ass. Just with my hands, okay? I'm not going to Kyle Rittenhouse this bitch. All right? I'm not going to go there and look for a drama. Even though he didn't really go there looking for drama. He just wanted to, you know, secure his dad's auto park or auto. What are you? I'm not talking about Kyle Rittenhouse right now. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing it. I refuse. I don't know. So, Iran thinks they could just attack a fucking sovereign nation. And nothing's going to happen. Good on Jordan, by the way. Congrats, Jordan. I like it. I like the fact that you are you're defending Israel. A Muslim country that's defending Israel, by the way. Iran hates Jordan. They want to overthrow the king. Yeah, if you're an ally of Israel, Iran's like, you need to go. You're done. How are we allowing this access of evil to fucking exist, people? We're just sitting. This is what happens in times of war. When you have democratic presidents. FDR didn't do fucking shit for years. France is getting fucked up. England's getting fucked up. Poland didn't even put up a fight. They're like, fucking fine, fuck it. Just take it. World War II. And we're just sitting here like, we're across the pond. We're fine. We're fine. Yeah, I don't know. I think God, it was like, FDR, do something, FDR. FDR, go. And FDR's like, no, I'm just going to turn away Jews and refugees, actual real Jews and refugees that came here by boat trying to escape Nazi Europe. And FDR's like, no thanks, send them back. Oh, man. It took fucking God whispering in Emperor Yamamoto, or no, Emperor Hirohito. Ho-ho, I remembered. World history, bitch. Go ahead and attack America. Yeah, go attack America. And that's what got us into World War II. The Nazis were around since, like, the late 20s, people. Doing this shit. Building up. What the fuck do you think China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, what do you think these people are doing, man? We're not going to see China go after Taiwan first, even though Taiwan's an ally. They're going to China is an ally with Russia. They're going right at India. I guarantee it. Pakistan, China, Russia, boom. Well, fucking right, going right after India. They're taking that. They're sealing that shit off. It's like playing Risk, okay? You got Euro Asia, right? and Russia and Iran. Okay? This isn't fucking... It's not good. That access by... That's a lot of land just straight up. Not ideal, people. It's not ideal. And we're just sitting here watching it happen. So hopefully we can elect somebody in 2024, this year, that is not an ignorant, geriatric, Weekend at Bernie's piece of wood. Okay? It'd be like, Russia, you need to back the fuck up. Okay? You gotta back the fuck up. Or what? Or what? You get nothing. Like, nothing. We're gonna produce more oil than you could take from anywhere else. All right? We'll make a deal with the Saudis. Okay? Be like, you're protected. Do not give any oil to Russia. If you give oil to Russia, we're going to bomb your fucking fields. Okay? All of our allies are going to get good oil from us because we could send it there. And you're not going to stop us because we have the best Navy in the fucking world. So get the fuck out of Ukraine. Call it a truce. We're done now. And even Vladimir Zelensky be like, oh, we want Crimea back. And Georgia's going to be like, oh, no. We'd be like, where the borders are now, that's where it is. We're done. We're fucking done. If they took fucking those two little populated areas in Ukraine on the Eastern Front over there, fine. It's yours. Take it. It's fucking, we're done. Get the fuck out, Russia. China, you keep doing what you're doing. Absolutely fucking nothing. Iran, you're done. You're done. Hezbollah, done. Houthis, done. Hamas, done. You just sit there and do fucking nothing. If you fund terror with our money, I'm just gonna send you a picture. It's a tremendous picture. It's a picture that you've never seen before. The quality is amazing. Mr. President, this is a picture of my house. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a picture of your house. Yeah, we know where the fuck you are. Okay? You could be dead by the end of this phone call. Okay? Do not fuck with me. We need peace through strength. We can't keep playing fucking defense. Okay? We can't fund terrorism. The American people, are funding terrorism. You guys want to talk about taxes and corporations and fucking abortion laws? War! Bitch, war is breaking out in the Middle East. This is biblical shit, too. Okay? Biblical shit. Prophesized, end of world shit. I'm not kidding. War in Israel breaks out. That's a sign. You're going to hear the fucking signs of God. The fucking trumpets are going to be blaring. The sky's going to fucking open up. Man, I don't know. But... stop. This needs to stop. Yesterday. You're done. Okay, Iran? You're done. Man. Iran nuclear deal? Off the table. You're done. We can't allow a country that has three proxy groups that attacks America, its allies, and Israel, right? We're funding them. We can't give Iran nuclear capability. I've said this before and I'll say it again. What do they need nuclear capability for? They have all the oil they could possibly need in Iran, right? They have pipelines running throughout the fucking Middle East. They have plenty of oil for energy. You think they want nuclear energy or do you think they want nuclear weapons? Why do you think they want nuclear weapons? So they can move that shit around the Middle East, up into fucking Russia, wherever. If Russia and Iran are like legit allies, who's to say Russia hasn't given Iran nuclear capability yet? We're funding the nuclear program, right? Remember when we started talking with Iran about this nuclear deal? You know who was the mediary? Russia was the mediary. This is insane. Why are we even be like, listen, we're done with you. We're going to wash our hands of you. Nuclear deal's off the table. You're done. You're done. Russia, you get fucking nothing. You need to get out of Ukraine. I don't know. We're playing defense. Like, you can't win in life or in war if you just play defense. If you just keep blocking the attacks. It'll be a stalemate till the end, until they slowly chip away at us. Because we're not counteracting. We're not counterattacking. And when I say we, I mean we! Our fucking allies are under attack. We're sitting here doing fucking nothing. You open up your country to refugees, air quotes, from Islamic nations. There's nothing wrong with Muslims, okay? It's the Islamists, the extreme Sharia law people that don't want to confirm at all. I don't know. They don't want to melt into the Western culture. They want to take over the Western culture. We need to play defense. 300 to 400 fucking drone strikes, 97% of which were knocked off, okay? If you're a bully and you throw 400 fucking punches at me, and I'm dodging and weaving and blocking 97% of them, you don't win. You don't win. You don't get to attack and be like, okay, we're done now. Don't escalate it any further. Okay, stop. Nah. What is this fucking... Like your little brother fucking kicks you in the shin. And you go after him. You're like, no, mom. We're done now. No, we're not fucking done. Send them a fucking message. We send them a message by knocking out 97% of what they threw at them, which is great. But if you're a bully, Iran, and you are a fucking bully, by the way, that's not a win. You have a 3% hit rate? Get the fuck out of here. We're not scared of you. Oh, man. You're done. You're finished. I don't like this game, man. I don't like it at all. I don't know if this is, like, planned, if this is preordained, if this is fate, destiny, or is it written in the fucking stars? Or are we just fucking stupid for not defending people? Spending billions upon billions of dollars of the American taxpayer money on shit that could have been done years ago. We're 2 years into this fucking Ukraine shit, 2.5 almost. Iran's popping off. China's just sitting there waiting for something. We need to defend these. This could have been done. Ooh, I drive a Mustang. Oh, listen to it go. It's an automatic because I don't know how to drive stick shift. Fucking asshole. Fucking little dick energy when you fucking listen to my exhaust. Fucking shut up. We need to defend them. Once Russia went into Ukraine, we should have given it. We should have been in the air. We should have been the fucking air. Be like Budapest Memorandum. You can't fucking do this. Ukraine gave up their nuclear weapons. And you said you wouldn't fucking do anything, Russia. Russia's been taking back pieces of land all over the fucking place. Under Bush, under Biden, under Obama, Crimea, Georgia, and now they got these two other territories in Ukraine, but they're not taking Ukraine. But Ukraine can't play offense, pay offense. Play offense. They can't. They're just playing defense. We need, give them fucking airspace. Just let us fly over the fucking top of them. They won't do shit. Put our Navy in the Taiwan Strait. China won't do fucking shit. We're in the Red Sea. We're in the Mediterranean Sea. Tell Iran to back the fuck off. It takes a presence. Just the presence of us. And we'll be fucking... And they'll be done. What are they going to do? They're not going to attack us. They're not going to initiate a fucking fight with the United States of America. Because if you do that, after we're defending our allies, if we're defending Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and we are just there, just in case, and you attack us, you're fucked. You're done. That brings in fucking NATO. That brings in the United Nations. You're fucked. America could take on the world if it wanted to by itself. Okay? Because to be clear, if the world joined up, and this will be another podcast, if the world ended up wanting to join up and attack the United States and invade the United States, they'd get fucked up. No one's invading the United States, and they know this. But they are going after our fucking allies, and we're just sitting here like, meh, not doing anything. We need to look them right in the eye. Right in the eye and just be like, you're done. Iran, stop. You're done. All right, delinquents, I love you. I will see you guys next time. Bye.